This is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. I tell you, I have learned so much as we have been putting together this program for you. The seven major signs, now Jack has given them to us before, pointing to the return of the Lord. Just before the Lord comes, there are seven major signs. Can you give them to us there, Jack?
You know, the scoffers of 2 Peter 3:3 said, where is the promise of his coming? Nothing's changed. Wait a minute. When Jesus said in Matthew 24:33, you'll know when it's near, and in the Greek imperative, he says, I command you to know when it's near, but not the day and the hour, verse 36, he said, here is how you can know it's near. And ladies and gentlemen, there'll be seven major signs, and most of them only happen in our day and age. No, it wasn't wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, etc. That was part of it. But first of all, there had to be a one world government, the EU, Revelation 13:1. Secondly, there had to be a world religion. Thirdly, there had to be a powerful Russia and a powerful China who create World War III after the peace is broken through the Antichrist and the false prophet. Five, there has to be a nation that wants to get rid of the Jews from the face of the earth, and that is presently Iran, who says, let us cast Israel off from being a nation, that their name be no more than remembers. And six and seven, there had to be a nation called Israel and a nation that would capture Jerusalem. And that's Matthew 24, verse 32, about becoming a nation, May 14th, 1948, and capturing Jerusalem, Luke 21:24. And that, of course, is June 5th through 10th, the Six-Day War of 1967. It's here, ladies and gentlemen. These are the seven things. Without them, no other signs meant a thing. There had to be these seven, and you're going to see why in a moment. We're going to back it and document it as well.
So none of the signs really meant anything until 1948.
Not until these seven things were in place.
Right, right. All right, let's take them now and see if they're in the global headlines, all right? The first two, that has to do with a world dictator and a one world religion.
All right, that's sign number one. There had to be a leader of the new world order. And we find that when he comes to power in Revelation 13:1, he comes in on a peace platform. He already controls the world, verse 7, has power over all kindreds, tongues, people, and nations, and now he says, I'm going to make the peace. All right, he comes in peaceably, Daniel 11:21, he enters in peaceably, Daniel 11:24, and makes a seven-year contract with Israel, the Arabs, the Muslims, all the nations of the world, Daniel 9:27. But it's not going to last, as we'll see.
All right, there you have a world dictator. Now, how about a world religion? Is that really, really possible?
Now, we find in Revelation 13:11 that the second leader, world leader, arises, and he heads up all religions. And he has the two horns of a lamb, but he speaks as a dragon. The two horns of a lamb identify him with Christianity, for Christ is the Lamb of God. The dragon identifies him with satanic purposes. And I'm going to tell you, there's nothing worse in the world than uniting Christianity, the real Christianity, with Islam, because they take every stand again against Christ. And I will put to death every Jew and Christian who won't convert. That is what's beginning right now. Be careful, my friend. Mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you receive, and avoid them. Avoid them.
Now, friends, whew, we always run out of time. We enjoy being with you so very, very much. But I'm going to put all those other headlines on pertaining to the rest of the signs that Jesus gave to us, Jack enumerated up front. Let's take a look. Army phone links China and Russia. They are buddies. And Russian-Chinese presidents support Iran's nuclear rights. Let's go to Iran. Dozens of missiles could hit Tel Aviv and Jerusalem in next war. Well, you know what? That just was stated in June of this year, and they're talking about war against Israel. All right, Jack.
Right. Signs 3 and 4. The Bible teaches World War III is coming, and Russia will lead it. In fact, in Ezekiel 38, verses 1, 2, Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh, all cities in Russia now fight the war of the latter years and latter days, verses 8 and 16. They are defeated in chapter 39. I'm against thee, O Gog, the Russian prince of Mosk and Tobolsk. I'll turn you back, leave a sixth part of thee, and it takes 12 months to bury them, verse 12. That's the first invasion. Then there's the second invasion as China comes down. They are united, as you saw in the headlines. And this is Revelation 16, 12. The sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. So the kings of the east, the sun rising, China and the oriental hordes move toward the Middle East. And by the way of the Euphrates River, where men are now stationed in Iraq. Not only that, but it's the greatest war in history. Revelation 9:14. He says, loose the four angels bound in the great river Euphrates to slay one-third part of mankind. How? By the fire, smoke, and brimstone, nuclear warfare. And that fails. And finally, all nations come against Jerusalem, Zechariah 14:2. All right, let's look now at sign number 5. As said it earlier, Iran says, I'm going to get rid of every Jew get rid of them. My Messiah, Mahdi, will not come with our prophet Jesus. And he wants to fulfill Psalm 83:4. Let us cast Israel off from being a nation, that their name be no more in remembrance. Signs 6 and 7, there had to be an Israel, Matthew 24:32, and there was no Israel for 1,878 years. Why did there have to be an Israel? Because the invasion of Israel by Russia and China is mentioned 18 times, Ezekiel 38, verses 8, 14, 16, 17, 18, 19, chapter 39, verses 2, 4, twice and 7, 9, 11, 12, 17, 22, 23, 25, 29, and there had to be a Jerusalem, which they took over June 5th through 10th, 1967. The Six-Day War. Why? Because the war begins when they invade Israel because they divided Jerusalem. It's coming, Joel 3, verse 2. There are the seven signs. Christ could not come until he were here.
Oh, Jack, you know, all that says to me, I need to be ready for the coming of the Lord. How about you? Maybe you're mixed up in some of the things we've talked about, the alcohol or the drugs or pornography or whatever. God will forgive you. How about the invitation, Jack?
Oh, I'm going to calm down here. What a precious Jesus. And he wants to save you. He loves you. And look at me right now. How do you get saved? Just asking him into your heart. When you do, you become a son of God or daughter of God. John 1:12, receive him now, Lord Jesus, precious Jesus, loving Jesus, oh, suffering Jesus for my sin. I love you, and I'm asking you now to come into my heart, to come into my life, forgive my sin, cleanse me, and as I repent, save me now in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Oh, I trust you prayed that prayer. I did many years ago, and I was so forgiven of everything that I had done, and so have you. Write to me. I'll send you this little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. There's my address. Please write me a note. And now, friends, I want to leave you with a very, very good thought from my heart to yours. Running from God is futile. Running to God brings forgiveness. Look forward to being your home again next week. And remember, God cares for you. So do we so very much. Bye-bye.
Come visit the Jack Van Impe Living Library and Worldwide Prophecy Center. Call for more information,